Moncrief on News Talk.
Let me tell you about the very rich. They are different from you and me, so wrote F. Scott Fitzgerald. Famously, Hemingway's reply to this was that the main difference is that the rich have more money. But that's reductive and trite. The rich do see the world in a different way, something that the journalist and activist George Monbiot has been reflecting upon in The Guardian. Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Describe the scene that kind of set this train of thought in motion. You were out kayaking.
Yes, enjoying a beautiful, calm morning here off the coast of South Devon. It's my favourite thing to do. And the absolute high point of it is watching dolphins. And I'd spotted a small pod of dolphins about half a mile from me. I went a little way towards them. I saw they were coming towards me. So I just sat on the water and waited for what promised to be a fantastic experience. It always is. You know, when you're surrounded by dolphins, it's like your heart just doubles in size. You feel this tremendous sense of elation and excitement. But, and the but is that this enormous, monstrous, gigantic, twin-engined beast came roaring round the headland at top speed, full throttle, no concessions to anyone, to anything. You could see the dolphins from a long way off because the sea was so calm. They were right on the surface, feeding and playing, and it just came thundering towards them. And almost hit them, missed by just a few metres, still going at full throttle. The guy knew they were there, you could see, because he turned and glanced at them as he went by, and he just carried on at full speed. And obviously the dolphins, who are extremely sensitive to sound, and their hearing can be very easily damaged, they dived and dispersed, and last I saw of them, they quickly appeared a long way from the coast and then disappeared again, and obviously just fleeing from this shocking thing that had happened to them. Mm. And it left me, well, first of all, feeling utterly disgusted, revolted by this utter disrespect for nature, but also just feeling, what the hell? You know, who doesn't enjoy the sight of dolphins? Who doesn't think that watching dolphins is one of the high points of their lives? And this bloke, you know, he almost ran over them. He couldn't give a stuff. And I thought, what's going on in the head of this obviously very rich person? Because a boat like that costs about £300,000.
Whoa.
It takes an awful lot of money in maintenance, in marina fees, in winter storage, in fuel to maintain a boat like that. I mean, you have to be a multimillionaire, basically. So what's missing from this guy's soul that he could act like that? And that set me thinking.
Yeah, that's I'm full of literary allusions today. And youth is wasted upon the young, wealth is wasted upon the rich. One could say that. Yeah, it's kind of almost like it misses the point of having a boat like that, or I suppose any boat, because a river or the sea isn't a road. It's a completely different thing. It's a living environment.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed to me it was just a highway. It's just, let's get as much speed as we can and just... And he just steamed off to the horizon. And even when he was over the horizon, miles away, I could still hear this blinking boat. It sounded like a jetliner. It was so noisy, so loud. And I thought, he's missing everything that's wonderful about the experience of being on the sea. I mean, you know, poddling around in my kayak, I can't go very far or very fast, but I have these rich, intimate experiences. I see the sand eels stippling the surface of the water, and I see the dorsal fins of the bass crashing in behind them to catch those sand eels. I see jellyfish of all kinds suspended in the water, and these beautiful things called sea gooseberries, which are a bit like jellyfish, but they aren't. Which have these weird holographic, fluttering stripes going down their sides. Mm. I'll go into these sea caves and see all the little wrasse and pollock floating around between the fronds of the kelp. And sometimes you'll see on the walls cowrie shells feeding on star ascidians. All these magnificent, wonderful, beautiful things. And to that guy powering past, you miss the lot.
Yeah. And I suppose part of your thesis is that once you have a certain amount of money, it's almost like that's all you have, that it seems to crowd everything else out.
Well, there's plenty of evidence suggesting that it does hollow out your life. You become socially hollow. You start to mistrust your friends. You start to believe that maybe they're just after your money, and that money tends to dominate your friendships. It can dominate your family relationships as well and poison them. But you also become morally hollow. And there's been a lot of work showing this empathy gap, that the richer you are, the less likely you are to empathize with other people, to see the world from their point of view, to connect. And I think the same applies to nature. I think you cease to connect. But I think it has another effect, which is less well known. And I'm speculating here because I didn't find any research on this, but I think it kind of flattens out the world. If you're super rich, you can go anywhere, you can do anything. You can zoom from one place to another. And in doing so, you pass everything that's local, that's particular, that's intimate. You just literally zoom past it, whether you're on your great gas-guzzling car or gas-guzzling yacht or gas-guzzling private plane. You're just zapping from one place to another. And place becomes just a backdrop to your photos, which you can show your friends who you don't trust anymore, what an amazing time you're having and just how lucky you are. And all the time, there's that sort of hollowness, that emptiness, because you've bypassed community, you've bypassed place, you've bypassed connection.
Mm. It also, it would strike me, kind of erase a lot of a sense of novelty to one's life, in the sense that we might say, I'm really looking forward to visiting Colombia next year, but the rich person can go anywhere they want. You can't be looking forward to a new coat you're going to buy because they can buy all the coats.
I think that's true. And I have noticed, I've met quite a few very rich people, partly because I've done quite a lot of fundraising for various charities. And some of them are great. You do meet some really nice, lively, engaged people. But I've noticed again and again this kind of deadness, like nothing is very interesting to them. Nothing can really capture their attention. They've lost their capacity for wonder.
Yeah. Now, this is a question that all my incel listeners are waking up around now. So is it always men, George?
People who behave like that, whether it's on the road or on the water, 99% of them are men. Very occasionally you'll see a woman driving like an idiot in some ramped up car with enormous spoilers and alloy wheels. But it's very rare. It's nearly always men. And when I see people doing that, I think there's a gap there. There must be something missing. If you need to make so much noise, if you need to capture everyone's attention, turn every head to see who's that idiot, then there's something missing. You're sort of missing some attention, some recognition. There's a hole in your soul which you're trying to fill.
Mm. The way most Western societies are set up, they have a capitalist model. So having wealth is not just financially, but societally set up as something to aspire to. Therefore, in a way, like, we have rich people, but the rest of us are all wannabe rich people.
Well, and we all believe that one day it'll be us. We have this delusion that we're temporarily embarrassed millionaires. And one day we'll be the person in that massive, great, sawed-off boat, or the private plane, or whatever. And of course, if we all were, well, we'd cook the planet in about 10 minutes. The environmental impact is out of this world. I mean, they are burning fuel like there is no tomorrow, and there will be no tomorrow if they carry on like that. Mm. And they can only express that degree of private luxury because we can't, because we don't have it. But also, you know, to be that rich, you have to be exploiting other people. Your money comes from their labor. Your money comes from their resources. And so the idea that we can all be like that is just a total pipe dream. But because of that delusion, and because we're constantly inculcated with the propaganda of wealth on the telly, on the adverts, you know, and everything we look at, it's like, this is great. This is the way to be. This is what you should aspire to. We give them a pass. We give them a free pass, and we concede the world to them. I mean, if you were to poll people and you think, you know, what do you think of massive speedboats like this making a huge amount of noise and a great wake and the rest of it? Does it enhance your coastal holiday or does it spoil your coastal holiday? I bet 90-odd% of people would say it spoils my holiday and I'd rather they didn't do it. But do we stop them? Do we help?
Yeah. And you also point out...